Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I hit my straps today. Came up pretty good. Got a couple of wickets, so I'm proud of myself.
Must be no finer sight for anybody than seeing stumps cartwheeling out of the ground, really.
Oh, it's a great sight, you know. I just try to let it go as fast as I could. You know, I realized I was giving problems for the other side, so I tried to let it go as fast as I could, and I came up for the win today. Helped us just to the win today.
Tremendous victory, yeah. What, a day and a half, not much more, really.
Oh, sweet. Cricket, this has cricket, you know. You wish for more days like this, but it doesn't happen all the time, so I'm thankful for this win, and we go on from here.
Must be nice for you to, you know, obviously you arrived at Southampton last week, you were straight off a plane pretty much, straight into the first game, which must have been tough, and it rained intermittently throughout the game, so bright sunshine and ideal conditions, really.
Yes, feels like home, actually. You know, the sun is bright and nice, you know, I really enjoy the weather, obviously, and the ball swung a lot, helped the ball swing a bit more, and, you know, I hit my straps, as I said, and I bowled pretty well.
How did the link up with Worcester come about?
To be quite honest, I just got a call from my agent saying that they're deciding looking for a player, passport for me if I want to play. I said, well, yeah, I'm good for it. And then it was Worcester. I know I'm a great fan of Vikram Solanke. He's a great batsman, you know. And I'm glad to come here, you know, and obviously perform and help them out.
Alan Richardson at the other end and played his part, should we say?
Fantastic. He's a great guy, you know. He knows how to bowl on his wickets very well. I know I'm learning from him as well. He's a good guy. We talk a lot, and I'm glad he's on my side.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because I was commentating at Southampton last week, and I thought, well, you probably just come from the West Indies on baking hard pitches, and you come into a soggy Southampton. You must have to readjust your
yeah, a bit. Yeah, a bit. I've readjusted, obviously. You know, it's my first time in England, actually, and you know, it's been tough, obviously, the weather and controlling the ball and the wicket and stuff, but I've adapted pretty quickly, and I'm still learning, and hopefully I get some more performances out there.
Couple more games to go, and what's a shenanigan with a good chance of staying in the first division?
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, that's obviously our plan, not to stay up here, and obviously go on from there. So we're going to play some hard cricket against Sussex and Durham.